Hello, I'm Andrew Kaunitz, Professor and Associate Chair in the OBGYN Department, University of Florida College of Medicine in Jacksonville. Today I'd like to discuss ovarian cancer screening. New findings from Britain bring us one step closer. Ovarian cancer continues to be the most lethal GYN malignancy. Currently, screening for this disease in average-risk women is not recommended due to false positive results that lead to unnecessary surgery. In my April 2009 video, I summarized initial findings from a British trial of ovarian cancer screening in more than 200,000 postmenopausal women. 6 years later, these UK investigators have reported their preliminary findings regarding impact on mortality. Participants were randomized to no screening, annual transvaginal ultrasound screening, or annual multimodal screening using their proprietary risk of ovarian cancer algorithm, or ROCA, which takes into account changes over time in serum CA125 levels. Women in the multimodal screening group, assessed to be at normal risk by ROCA, were advised to undergo repeat CA125 assessment in 1 year. Women assessed as at intermediate risk repeated CA125 levels in 3 months. And those determined by ROCA to be at high risk underwent ultrasound in addition to CA125 assessment. With a median follow-up of 11 years, ovarian cancer, including fallopian tube malignancies, was diagnosed in almost 1,300 participants. During the entire study, multimodal screening reduced mortality by 20%. Ultrasound screening alone was less effective in reducing mortality. For each ovarian cancer detected in the multimodal group, an additional 2 women underwent surgery for what proved to be false positive screening results. Far more false positives resulted from the primary use of ultrasound for screening. Based on these preliminary findings, some clinicians and women will be tempted to initiate ovarian cancer screening. However, this British trial is being conducted according to a strict protocol, with ultrasound only performed when specified by the ROCA algorithm. In addition, imaging was performed and interpreted by highly experienced individuals. In areas where ultrasound is highly accessible, I'm concerned that GYN imaging will be used as a primary screening tool and that the quality of imaging and its interpretation will be highly variable, resulting in unnecessary surgeries. Accordingly, before implementing population-based screening for ovarian cancer, we should await guidance from professional organizations. Although the road forward continues to be challenging, this trial's findings bring us one step closer to routine screening for ovarian cancer. Thank you, I'm Andrew Kaunitz.